from Quality Radio Productions. It's another edition of Jazz Progressions, an exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with some classic early 70s jazz rock fusion, and we'll turn first to Santana. Certainly for most people, Santana is not often thought of as a quote-unquote jazz band, but Carlos Santana was indeed very much into the jazz rock fusion scene of the early and mid-70s. His jazz rock experiments, culminating on such albums as Welcome, Lotus, and Love, Devotion, Surrender. We'll go back to 1972 for the album Caravan Sarai, an album steeped considerably more in jazz rock than some of his previous releases. Carlos Santana, of course, on guitar, Greg Rawley, keyboards, Tom Rutley, bass, Michael Shreve, drums, Mingo Lewis, congas, and Chapito Arreaz, timbales. This is one of the instrumentals, the closing track of this classic, in fact, Every Step of the Way. Thank you. Two classic fusion tracks from the Columbia label from the early 70s, getting this program underway. We began with Santana, Every Step of the Way from Caravan Sarai from 1972, and lastly from 1971, the opening track of the debut album from one of the bands which truly set the stage for the whole jazz rock fusion movement of the 70s, the Mahavishnu Orchestra, fronted of course by English guitar great John McLaughlin, with Jan Hammer keyboards, Jerry Goodman violin, Rick Laird bass, and Billy Cobham on drums. The original lineup of Mahavishnu. From The Inner Mounting Flame, we heard Meeting of the Spirits. Continuing on with classic 70s fusion for this next set, we'll begin in 1973 this time, and a band from Italy calling themselves Caledon, K-A-L-E-I-D-O-N, a track from their album Free Love, reissued in the mid-90s by the Italian Mellow record label, with Massimo Balla on flute and sax, Stefano Sabatini, piano and keyboards, Franco Talarita, bass, and Giovanni Liberti, drums and percussion. This is the band's theme song of sorts, Caledon. Thank you. Going back to 1974 for the Danish fusion band Secret Oyster. From their second LP, released on CBS that year, Sea Sun, as in S-E-A, space S-O-N, we heard the title cut. To my knowledge, that album has not been reissued on CD or in digital form. Secret Oyster was Kenneth Knudsen, piano and keyboards, Karsten Vogel, sax and occasionally organ, Klaus Bulling, guitar, Jess Starr, bass, and Ole Steinberg on drums. Before that, from 1973, Stomu Yamashita's East Wind, comprised of musicians from Japan and the UK, fronted by Japanese drummer and percussionist Stomu Yamashita, with Hisako Yamashita on violin, Brian Gascoigne, keyboards and vibes, Gary Boyle, of Isotope fame, guitar, and Hugh Hopper, the longtime bassist in The Soft Machine, also a member of East Wind. They recorded two albums for Island Records in the mid-70s, Freedom is Frightening from 1973 and One by One from 74. From Freedom is Frightening, reissued on CD by the British Esoteric label, we heard Rolling Nuns. And we began the set with Caledon and the piece Caledon from 1973, the album Free Love. They were a fusion band from Italy. You are listening to Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. Our address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And you can find much more info about Jazz Progressions by visiting our blog and website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you want the playlist or streaming audio for this episode, please look for program number 1814. We'll turn to some free improvisation to conclude the hour, and we'll hear a couple of tracks emphasizing the piano. We'll begin with Austrian pianist and composer Philipp Zubeck and his trio. From the album Outside, released in 2018 on the Y Play Jazz label, the album made up of pieces which are part composed and part improvised. Philipp Zubeck piano, David Helm bass, and Dominik Manig on drums. This is the opening track, Scanning. We began that set with the Philipp Zubeck Trio, hailing from Austria. From their 2018 release, Outside, we heard Scanning. And lastly, going back to 1983 for a solo piano piece from Don Pullen. From a purely solo piano album released on the Black Saint label that year, the album Evidence of Things Unseen, a very spiritual bent to these solo piano improvisations, we heard Victory Dance. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I sincerely hope you enjoyed my selections. Please join me again soon for another exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.